This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Please still standing. You know how it is. As our tradition demands, we read the word of God standing. Let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. I read, it says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be thrown in under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want you to walk up to three people on my behalf this morning. Look straight into their eyes. Let me use like West Africans who say eyeball to eyeball. Look straight into their eyes and declare boldly, you are valuable. You are valuable. Look straight into their eyes and announce it to them. In case no one has ever told them that, now you do that on my behalf and declare you are valuable. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe that, give the Lord your praise, please. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Welcome to this season. We're on a series on leadership, and we're believing God that God will do great things in our lives. Understand that you have a heritage of exploits in Christ Jesus. And therefore, I declare over you, God will use you to humble the pride of the world in the name of Jesus. I say in your lifetime, God will use you to humble the pride of the world in the name of Jesus. I pray for you again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will use you to humble mockers in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And I declare generations will gather to celebrate your rising in the name of Jesus. Now, understand that Christianity is a faith of responsibility. And only those who take responsibility will make the most of their journey here on earth. Christianity is a faith of responsibility. Hear me, friends. The Bible tells us that you are the salt of the earth. Because of the value you bear, you are the salt of the earth. Because of the value you bear, you are the light of the world. It shows that, you know, God has called you to show the world the way to go. And you are called to be a pace setter. You are called to set the pace for others to follow. So the Bible also says you are a city that is set on a hill. You are a city set on it. That is to say, you are a mountaintop man. You are a mountaintop woman. That is, unbelievers should be looking up to you to find where they are going. That is, you and I are mountaintop people. We are mountaintop people. We are a generation of mountaintop believers. That is to say, you and I are to pave the way for non-believers to follow. Why? Because of what the Lord has called and put on the inside of us. So understand that the Bible also refers to us as wonderful personalities. Now, this is when you study the scriptures very well. Everything God said about you is excellent. Everything God said about you is wonderful. Everything God said about you is excellent. Psalm 82 verse 6 will say that you are a God. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10 says you are a priest and a king. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13 says that you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says you are royalty, a peculiar person. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says you are an ambassador of Christ. When you study the scripture, there is nothing in the scripture that refers to you as inferior. Nothing in Bible refers to you as inferior. Everything in scriptures, everything that God has called you to be, has to do with excellent, has to do with wonderful. And I declare you will manifest excellence in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. There is nowhere in the scripture you were referred to as average. There's nowhere in scripture you were referred to as inferior. So you are too loaded with so much spiritual and mental potential. That is to say, you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. So don't settle for mediocrity. You have the mind of Christ. Do not settle for mediocrity. Reach out for the top. Whatever field you find yourself in life, reach out for the top. The mind that created created the entire universe is what you carry. The mind that created the entire universe is what you carry. All things were made by this mind, the mind of Christ. All things were made by this mind. And this mind is already on the inside of you. So friends, you and I are to produce results that is unmatched. You and I are to produce results that is unmatched. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 says this. I read it, says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ." Thunder, I have the mind of Christ. Thunder loud and clear, I have the mind of Christ. Now, man is a triune being in nature, which means man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, man is triune in nature. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. That is, you are a spirit with a soul, and you dwell in a body. You dwell in a body. Many believers have come to discover they take the time to develop the spirit. Actually, not all believers. Very few believers also develop the spirit. You know, many, let's just put it, some believers take the time to develop the spirit. And they take the time to do that through fasting, prayers, the studying of God's word, Christian literatures they read, and all of those things help to facilitate the development of their spirit. We take the time as well. Everybody takes the time to take care of their body. Everybody takes the time to take care of. There are some people's body cream that is almost someone's salary, someone's monthly salary. There are some people's perfume that is almost someone's monthly salary. So we take the time to take care of our body. We wear good clothes. We make our hairs. We get a clean haircut. We do our nails. We wear makeup. We do all kinds of nice things. Why? Because we take the time to take care of our body. We take care, and there's nothing wrong in taking care of your body. You should take care of your body. We exercise. We do all of those things. We eat right. We do those things because why? We want to take care of our body. Actually, we live in a time right now whereby people spend hours and heavy amounts of money to take care of their body. They spend hours, they spend heavy amounts of money to take care of their body. People are injecting themselves with all kinds of things. They don't want to get old. We have Botox, we have liposuctions, we have all kinds of augmentations, all kinds of things going on because people are spending more and more time taking care of their body. But when it comes to the soul, which is the mind, many don't take care of it. Many don't have time for the system, which plays a very important role for our success here on earth. Many don't have time for their souls. Many don't have time to take care of their mind. Listen, friends, your mind determines your level of success on the earth. Success in life, success in your career, success in business, success in running your family, success in whatever you do, your mind determines your level of success on earth. That is to say, when you study the scriptures, you will even notice that God pays so much attention to our mind. You will see God is very concerned about your mind to the point where he said in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, he said, "Come, let us reason together." Let us reason together. That is to say, use your mind to reason with me. Then in verse 19, he said, "After you have reasoned together with me, then you are able to eat the good of the land." You are able to eat the good of the land. So the mind of a person is the principal factor that determines he or she's success here on the planet Earth. And that is why every progress of anybody can be traced to mental activity. Every progress of humanity can be traced to mental activity. That is, a wise man once said that reasoning makes rich. Reasoning makes rich. Not only rich in your pocket, rich in your relationships, rich in whatever you do. Reasoning makes rich. Reasoning makes rich. Because why? The mind plays a vital role. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord our praise this morning. Please give Jesus your praise. Now, do you know, friends, that your value on earth is mostly from the mental region, and it is the value that determines cost. Value determines cost. The cost of any product is a function of its value. That is when you and I begin to accept responsibility for change of results. When we accept responsibility for change in our lives, we begin to experience change of levels in every area of life. The secret of value is in personal development. The secret of value is in personal leadership. The secret of value is in personal development, in personal leadership. The reason why most cannot lead anything meaningful is because they have not been able to lead themselves properly. When a man or a woman cannot lead themselves properly, it will be difficult for them to be able to lead anything meaningful. Why? The secret of value is in personal development and in personal leadership. The secret of your value is in your development. Listen, two people can be in a team, but they are not paid the same amount of money. Why? Because their value differs. Their value differs. I've given you this example some time ago on how a young man named Cristiano Ronaldo, because of the value he brings to soccer, to the point he brought the value so much to the point where a nation was bending their rules to accommodate him. A nation was busy bending their rules. In Saudi Arabia, you do not cohabit. Cohabitation is not just a sin. It is liable to death. It's a Muslim nation. They function with Sharia law. But Cristiano Ronaldo was cohabiting with his wife, cohabiting with his girlfriend, with his baby mama, and they bended the rule for him. They bended the rule for him. It was only last year he got married. I think late last year. He was cohabiting. Saudi Arabia had to bend the rules for him. So many other rules they have bent for him. Why? Because their value, they are on a mission to turn their nation into a tourist attraction. And they feel that Cristiano Ronaldo is one of those plans that they have to enable Tunde. They wanted to go and see the president of America. They took him along. He was the principal factor in the whole journey. Why? Value. My friend, when you bring value, they will bend the rules for you. And I pray for you. May you be valuable in the name of Jesus. I say, may you be valuable in the name of Jesus. May you be valuable in the name of Jesus. They went to see the president of America. The president of America left the prince of Saudi Arabia behind. He was walking with Ronaldo as if he was the president of Saudi Arabia because of value. The value you bring. You know why? You know, the company, you take sick leave of 2 months, nobody is phoning you to check how you are. It's because no value. They don't even notice that you're not there. Sick leave, 2 months, nobody is even checking. Because no value. They're not even noticing you're not present. They will only notice the day you can say, so you're back. So you're back here. No value. Amen. So the value you bring is very important. The secret of your value is in your development. So two people can be in a team. One is paid more than another because of value. When you leave a place and nobody remembers that you left, it means you didn't add much value to that place in the beginning. So when we stop improving our value, when we stop improving, our value drops. When you and I stop improving, our value drops. It is your work that determines your worth. It is your work that determines your worth. It is your work that determines your worth. Let's look at tools this morning that can help you and I increase our value. Let's look at tools that will make us people of value. So number one tool is sacrifice. One of the tools that can increase your value is sacrifice. Be sacrificial. Be sacrificial. Any purpose discovered without sacrifice will never be beneficial. Any purpose discovered without sacrifice will never be beneficial. When there is no sacrifice, benefits cannot be accrued to you. What then is sacrifice? Sacrifice is the act of giving up a thing for something you believe is worth more. Friends, understand that destiny requires disruption. Destiny requires disruption, and sacrifice involves leaving behind comfort, control, and comparison to pursue divine assignment. Sacrifice, it requires you leave behind comfort, control, comparison to pursue a divine assignment. Sacrifice, nothing of value will ever, you can never have anything of value without sacrifice. You can never, quote me anywhere, any day, anytime. You can never have anything of value without sacrifice. Your life can never be valuable without sacrifice. You can never be a valuable employee without sacrifice. You cannot be an invaluable employer without sacrifice. You cannot be a good husband without sacrifice. You cannot be a good wife without sacrifice. You cannot be a good student without sacrifice. Anything of value requires sacrifice. Anything of value requires sacrifice. Also know that sacrifice unlocks potential. Sacrifice unlocks a version of oneself that cannot be unlocked through any other means. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is also denying yourself certain pleasure for the success of an assignment or task giving. Sacrifice is not a gift. We don't lay hands on you and you receive sacrifice. No, we don't lay hands on you and we say, now in the name of Jesus, we impart the grace of sacrifice. My friend, anybody praying some prayer for you, deceiving you, sacrifice is not a gift. It cannot be imparted upon. Are you understanding me now? Sacrifice is not a gift. Nobody imparts upon you the gift of sacrifice or the grace of sacrifice. Or now I pray, I release over you the mantle of sacrifice. My friend, if I pray some prayer, I'm deceiving you. There's nothing like that. Sacrifice, it requires you to apply yourself. Sacrifice is a choice that you and I make. You and I must make that choice. Now understand that every day we are presented with choices that have the potential to move us upward or downward. And you must make that choice and be ready to pay the sacrifice involved in it. You must also understand that sacrifice of time is necessary to be able to achieve what God has called you to do. It is your extra input that makes the ordinary extraordinary. The Apostle Paul speaking says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, he said, "But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified." So Paul is saying, yeah, I make sacrifices that is contrary to what the body wants. I make sacrifices that is contrary to what my body is wanting, what my body is asking for. I make sacrifices. Listen, friends, if you do not make sacrifice, you cannot increase the value in your life. You cannot increase your value. Sacrifice is necessary for increase of value. Hallelujah. The best thing of anything great carries the cost of sacrifice. There is nothing valuable without a cost. There is nothing of value without a cause. And it is your work that determines your worth. And there is no future for a lazy person. We saw that in the scripture we read today. We saw that when we're reading in the scripture. What is that scripture again that you read for us? We saw that scripture. Proverbs 6 or so, we saw that scripture where it talks about a lazy man. There is no future for a lazy man. There is no future for a lazy woman. There is no future for anyone that is lazy. And when I talk about laziness, I'm not just talking about physical laziness. I'm talking about mental laziness. There is no future for anyone who has mental laziness. There is no future for anyone with mental laziness. In our world today, if you're going to be lazy mentally, you have no future. And I pray for you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, may you not be lazy mentally. In the name of Jesus, I didn't hear your loudest amen. I say, may you not be lazy mentally. In the name of Jesus, if you want to have a world class life, world class career, world class business, world class destiny, then you must make up your mind to make a world class sacrifice. You must make up your mind to make a world-class sacrifice. Champions do what they hate to get what they want. Champions do what they hate to get what they want. Many of us here, you don't like, to wake up early in the morning. But because of what you are looking for, you wake up anyway. Why? Because champions do what they hate to be able to get what they want. When you're not willing to do what you hate to get what you want, you cannot get what you want. because life will only deliver to you as much as you have given into it. Amen. Hallelujah. So understand the power of sacrifice. You cannot increase your value without sacrifice. Nothing great comes by wishing. It comes by paying the price of greatness. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 26, 29, 22, 29, it says, do you see a man who excels in his work? We dealt with this extensively last week. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Do you see a woman who is ready to pay the price? Do you see a man who is ready to make the sacrifice? He or she will stand before kings and they will never stand before unknown people. Hear me, friends? Prayer, fasting, faith, they are no substitute for sacrifice. They are no substitute for sacrifice. They only help you to secure divine backing. Prayer, faith, confessions and fastings, they only enable you and help you to secure divine backing. So that when you pray, or rather, so that when you pay the price, you don't pay the price in vain. So that when you pay the price, so that as you make the sacrifice, it will not be in vain. The reason we pray, the reason we fast, the reason we, you know, display, we believe God, release our faith, is so that whatever input we put in, it will not be in vain. So that the enemy will not rubbish our labor. So that the enemy will not take our labor and waste it. So we pray, we fast, we release our faith, because when we put in any sacrifice, it ought to yield maximum results. But when there is no sacrifice you have put in, if you like, pray from now till tomorrow, nothing will come back. Nothing will come back. Why? Because God will only ride on the wings of your work. When I say God blesses the works of your hands, if you have no works of hands, what will God bless? What will God bless? Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So that's why we wake up to pray in the morning. Your prayer will be reduced to religious punishment if you are not living a sacrificial life. You cannot sit down and expect things to happen on their own accord. You going to work doesn't also mean that you're working. The only evidence of work is productivity. How productive are you? There are many who are going to work and everything that the only thing they do is to be wasting company's internet. Amen. So they say, hey, you know, today was very busy. Check what they were busy with. It's flipping from one social media platform to another. Taking pictures everywhere. If you take pictures at work, forgive me, I'm not talking to you. It's just, I cannot deal with this without mentioning that. Because it is possible to go to work, but you're not productive. It's possible to go to work, you're not productive. That you have resumed from 8 a.m. and you knock up by 4 p.m., there is no product, no productivity. We cannot trace any productivity to your name. That when we bring you and ask you, what have you done today? That you'll be able to look back and tell us, these are the things I've been able to do today. And I pray for you, may you be productive in the name of Jesus. I say you shall be productive in the name of Jesus. So you cannot sit down and expect things to work. The only evidence of work is productivity. How productive are you? It is time for you and I to give our assignment a sacrificial approach. Now, anyone who has ever become something in life, they go the extra mile. Everyone who has ever become something in life, they go the extra mile. They go the extra mile. Anyone who is of value, they go beyond where others stopped. You hear me, friends? They go beyond where others stopped. You hear me? Having money doesn't mean you have value. Because when we talk about value, I'm not talking about money. Having money doesn't mean you have value. Listen, if having money is what makes a person valuable, then we can call the armed robbers who hijack, who are cash heist criminals, who hijack and steal money and they are displaying it all over. We can say they are valuable. But you and I know that those guys are not valuable. They are not valuable. They add no value to the society. So having money has nothing to do with money is not value. Money is not value. Money is not having value. Money doesn't mean that you're valuable. Money doesn't mean that you're valuable. We live in a world where people think that if someone has money, it means they have value. There are so many people out there with cash but have no value. Although money is part of value, but money in itself is not value. Money in itself is not value. Hallelujah. Number two, that will improve your value. Number two, continue to improve. Dedicate yourself to continuous learning. To earn more, you must know more. Continually improve your knowledge bank, to be able to be ahead of what is assigned to you. The future belongs to the knowledgeable, not just to the hard workers. The future belongs to the knowledgeable. Read books of experts in your area and field of interest. Keep working on yourself. Understand that success has no bus stop. The Bible tells us that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Success is not a destination. The largest room in the world, I've discovered, is the room for continuous improvement. That is the largest room in the world. The room for continuous improvement. That is the largest room in the world. There is no limit in life except for the ones you and I have set for ourselves. Make a commitment to grow daily. I've shared this with you so many times. Now, I never saw anyone be a father around me. And I've never seen anyone being a father before. My dad was not, you know. And I told myself, I'm going to be the best father my children has ever known. I've never seen anyone be a husband. Actually, everything I saw, you know, to the best of my memory, everything I saw my dad do was to abuse my mother. That's all I saw. That's all I saw. When she got born again, it became worse. My mom slept outside so many times because she went to church and they say, you will not come into the house. And I said to myself, I'm going to be a better husband. And I kept improving on myself, kept working on myself. Why? Because the only room in life is the room for improvement. You may not have started well. Keep improving on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Make a commitment to grow daily. Apply the 1% rule, which is 1% better every day. 1% better every day. Apply the 1% rule. 1% better every day. 1% better. You don't have to be 100. The challenge is many want to be better immediately. 100%. No. There is 1% better every day. Tell yourself, I will be 1% better every day. I will be 1% better than the person I was yesterday. I will be 1% better. Every day, I will be 1% better. That I should look back at that day and look at myself and say, today, there has been an improvement. There has been a 1% improvement. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Don't wait for anyone to inspire you. I could have waited for people to come and inspire me. Inspire yourself. If they are pushing you to things where you work, where you are working, then you are a slave. If people have to push you to do your work, you are a slave. If people have to push you to do your work, you are a slave. It means you are not leading yourself. If they have to push you to do your work, inspire yourself. Your daily routine speaks a lot of where you're going to. Inspire yourself. Always be a better version of your yesterday. Listen to me. I'm self-motivated. Listen. Even if my wife doesn't want, it doesn't move me. If I've told myself that I am going, let everybody say they are not going. It's your business. That's how I am. I am self-motivated. I don't need anyone to encourage me. Hey, be encouraged. You know, we are patting you on the back. When the person is not there, what will I do? Amen. Inspire yourself. Not your neighbor. Tell them, inspire yourself. Inspire yourself to get better. Don't wait for anybody to come and be patting. The day they are not there to pat you at the back, what happens? What happens? What happens? The day they are not there to inspire you, what happens? I don't need motivation to give to God. Why do I need to be motivated to do what I know is right? I don't need motivation to wear my clothes. It's like my wife is not motivating me. Hey, Joseph. wanawa murena. Wear your clothes. When you wear your clothes, you will look better. No. I don't need that to inspire me. The same way, I don't need anybody to inspire me to serve God. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Inspire yourself. So that is why the 1% everyday rule works wonders. Your continuous improvement is not for you to get ahead of others. It is for you to get ahead of yourself. The future belongs to those who keep developing themselves. Don't use the same knowledge to do your assignment every year. Improve on your knowledge bank. Do your work every year with renewed knowledge. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen your skill. Your value depends on it. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen your skill. If you've been doing hair in one way, inspire yourself. Sharpen your skill to do hair better than you used to do it last year. Sharpen your skill. We live in a world where a generation is arise. You know, we live in a world where, you know, a generation is rising rapidly. You know, the Gen Z generation, they are rising rapidly with dangerous knowledge. So if you're in business, you're contending with those children. You're contending with them. So you must update yourself. Update your software or else you will crash. Update yourself. You're a makeup artist. You're not, you know, you're a makeup artist. You started, you know, in 1960. They were still doing makeup 1960 way. What's wrong with you? When we look at someone you have done makeup to, we can see old school. And we're wondering, what happens to the new way of doing things? Hallelujah. Improve on yourself. Work on yourself every day. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen your skill. The Bible says the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter unto the perfect day. Give the Lord your praise. You know, there's one of our sisters here. You know, she's a dentist. She started by removing teeth. But now she's into cosmetic teeth thing. Where they, what do they call that name now? Veneers, thank you, thank you, thank you. Others are still only removing teeth. She has moved to veneers level where, you know, your mouth is 1 million rands in your mouth. While someone else is still removing teeth, 450 rands. Sharpen your skill. Sharpen yourself. She has moved at that level where now they are talking about by the time you smile, the whole thing is straight. And we live in a time where people are ready to pay so much money so they can look in a certain way. Well, I'm touching every area so that you don't think sharpening yourself is in one area. No, no, no. Every area. You do nails, sharpen yourself. You can't be doing the same nail style, the same nail style, the same. My friend, sharpen yourself. Sharpen your skill. You're a teacher. Teach with the new age in mind, with the new way in mind. You can't be teaching, you know, you've been teaching the same old school teaching. Kids are failing anyhow because they can't understand you. They're failing because they can't, not because they are dumb, but there's a way now that the things have been communicated to them that you're refusing to communicate to them that way. Their minds are sharp. The minds of this generation is too sharp. One of my sister-in-law's daughter, you know, she the other day, she said, I'm a YouTuber. Eh? A small girl said, I'm a YouTuber. She said, I'm a YouTuber. Some of you are wondering, what does that mean? A small girl. To keep improving, take note of this quickly and I close. To keep improving, number two, we're talking about continue to improve. So to keep improving, stay informed. Because you cannot improve if you're not informed. Information is the gateway to man's advancement. Information gives you motion so that you can be able to get to your destination. Without information, no motion. Without motion, you can't get to your destination. The more informed you are, the more you are on the cutting edge of life. There is no gift of information. You consciously acquire information. Going to school alone is not enough. Going to school alone is not enough. And you must add to your schooling personal development. Some of the things I do today, no school taught me. Personal development. Number two, study. No matter your field of endeavor, there are materials to study to develop yourself. Studying is a vital tool for personal development. Bible says, Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years. I understood by the books, which means if Daniel had not studied, he wouldn't have had an understanding. And if he had not an understanding, there would not have been capacity for him to desire to come out of bondage. He said, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation. When he studied this in from the books, he knew that we are only to stay in this captivity for 70 years. Anything outside 70 years is illegal by the books. If he did never open the books, he would never have understood. Study yourself to show, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Studying is like rubbing your mind against the divine and other brilliant minds in your chosen field. Take the Bible, read it, study the Bible, study the Bible, study the Bible. The Bible is the most important book on the planet earth. Study the Bible. Every aspect of life is contained in the Bible. In every field of life, someone has made a mark. Study them as well. In that your field, someone has made a mark. Study their materials. Study their materials. And finally, number three tool that will enable you and I add value to our lives is diligence. Be diligent. Diligence. What is diligence? It is you putting your best into any given task. It is giving the best of your time, the best of your energy, the best of your resources into any given task. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. Through idleness of the heart, that the hands, the house is destroyed. As we all know, when a place is not being used, things in that building, they start dilapidating. When you don't use a place, it starts dilapidating. So understand that you and I are God's building. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9, we are God's building. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. 1 Corinthians 3 9 says we are God's building. 1 Corinthians 6 19 says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we are a house, and lack of adequate engagement will bring decay to us. Don't let your life decay. Child of God, please engage. Engage. Work is not just about doing things. It is also learning how to do it better on a daily basis. Work is not only about doing things. Listen, friends, working to earn only makes you a worker. It is working to learn that makes you a leader. Many are working to earn. That is why any small thing, you know, many are working to earn. Working to earn makes you a worker. Working to learn makes you a leader. And every one of us have been called to be leaders. We have been called to be leaders. You don't need a title to be leader. You don't need any position to be leader. You are a leader. Number one, lead yourself. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. No one hates to be great. How many but who is here? Who, you're saying, Pastor, I hate to be great. Raise your hands. Nobody. Everyone wants to be great, but it is the price of greatness that scares many people. Everyone wants it, but it is not everyone that is willing to pay the price for it. No one truly hates the top. It is the cost of getting there that puts many people off. No one can get out of life more than what he has put into it. Listen, friends, you reap whatever you sow. You cannot sow seeds on a 100-square-meter piece of land, and when it is harvest time, you want to go harvest of a 10,000-square-meter piece of land. It's not possible. No matter how much you pray, if you have sown a seed on a 100-square-meter piece of land, when it is time for harvest, you cannot harvest the harvest that is due for a 10,000-square-meter of piece of land. It's not possible, because you can only get what you have put in. You cannot get out of life more than what you put into it. You cannot get out of your life more than what you put into it. You cannot. So many years ago, when the church was still very small, Corner Excelsior, we're going to take a trip there, every one of us. We'll take a trip there. I will arrange a bus. We'll go. Corner Excelsior, when the church was still very small, looked so insignificant, looked like nothing was going to happen. I would preach for them. We used to have 30 days, the whole month. I will preach the whole month, every day. 21 days, I'll preach every day. Lead prayers every day. Then, when we finish that, every month, there will be 7 days teaching. I didn't know I was building capacity as a pastor. Building capacity. That's the things I do now as a preacher, some of my colleagues can't do it. I preach in 21 days the message some of my colleagues preach in a whole year. You all were there now. 21 days I was preaching every day. 21 days preaching every day, and the Sunday, 3 services. That is the teaching some of my colleagues would do in the entire year. My friend, it takes mental strength to prepare a message to come and feed you. And on top of that, I must be a husband. On top of that, I must be a father. On top of that, I must be a leader. And during the 21 days, I was still leading morning prayers. And it takes mental strength to prepare morning prayers. If you don't have capacity, you'll crash. But those years, I didn't know I was building capacity. Often, you don't know that you're building capacity. But that is why you and I must take serious what God has given to us. Your future is not in God's hands. Say it loud and clear. My future is not in God's hands. Some of you are afraid. I say your future, my future is not in God's hands. It's not in God's hands. It is first in your own hands. It is you that primarily defines your future by what you do with what he tells you to do. His side is settled. So you do what he tells you to do. You do what he tells you. So the challenge is, you know, believers are saying, I leave everything in the hands of God. Keep leaving it in the hands of God. And God is saying, I've left it in your own hands. I could have left my life in the hands of God alone, you know, and do nothing. Every morning I wake up, God, I leave my life in your hands. Then I go back to sleep. I will turn out the most useless man on the earth. We could have left this building in the hands of God. Isn't it? Actually, we will leave the building in the hands of God. Actually, we're leaving everything in the hands of God. We could have left this. The chair you're sitting on, we could have not arranged it and leave it in the hands of God. Yeah, we don't arrange the chair. We leave it in the hands of God. Singing. Pastor Brick could have not come to sing and we leave it in the hands of God. And you arrive here, we're leaving it in the hands of God. We're all leaving it in the hands of God. There is no screen functioning. We're leaving it in the hands of God. Nobody sweeps the floor. We're leaving it in the hands of God. Why are you leaving your life in the hands of God? When God has empowered you to do things with your life, he has strengthened you, giving you his Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Ghost in you. You have the mind of Christ. Why are you leaving responsibility to God when he has empowered you to do what you ought to do? Imagine a man marries. He doesn't pregnate his wife. He says, I leave my wife in the hands of God. Brother. I leave my wife in the hands of God. I'm leaving her in the hands of God. Yeah. I'm married to Jesus. My wife, I leave you in the hands of God. Ah. Why are we doing this? We take responsibility. We rise and take responsibility. Whatever is given to me to do, I do it with diligence. I put in my all. I'm not there for salary. I'm there because God has called me to serve in that place. I serve with all my heart. I serve with diligence. I serve with sincerity. I serve with honesty. I'm honest with the company's time. I'm honest with my own time. Give Jesus praise. Let's go home. Let's rise on our feet and go home. Hallelujah. exploits his outstanding accomplishment. And God has empowered you and I to deliver that to our generation. And I pray for you, as your amen will thunder, you will deliver exploits in the name of Jesus. I say you deliver exploits in the name of Jesus. You deliver exploits in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.